During this time of COVID, we find ourselves troubled by many things, financially, physically, and most certainly spiritually. In fact, for many of us, our experiences have been ruined. We have been stopped from honoring Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament in the ways that we want to, and sometimes we don't know what to do. Well, heaven has given us an answer long ago, and I will present that to you in today's video. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Catholic, and I have a special love for Purgatory, the Blessed Mother, and the Eucharist. And so, we have seen so much interest in this topic of the Eucharist. How can we honor our Lord, especially when sometimes in our liturgies, we just don't see that, and we don't have the options that we used to have because of these rulings of the pandemic. Now, I don't want to get into that topic specifically, because often we don't have control over what is happening in our diocese. But there is something that we can do, and we have already been given this answer long ago. My friends, we can pray. Over 100 years ago, and many of you know the story of Fatima, but often when we speak about Fatima, we talk about Our Lady's apparitions, we talk about the rosary, but we don't always know certain aspects of the history and the context of what was happening around that time in Portugal. So prior to the 1917 apparitions, the children had the Angel of Portugal, the Angel of Peace, appear to them several times, three apparitions, and Lucia had seen him several times prior. What was going on in Portugal? At that time, there was a revolution coming from communism that was taking over the government, and they were wanting to control the church. So because of that, many Portuguese people were turning away from the faith and were committing sacrileges against the Eucharist. They would go into churches and desecrate the Eucharist and throw it on the floor, throw it in the pews, and desecrate it in any way possible. Now, this was an extreme desecration that we are not hearing about today, although we are experiencing some similar issues. So God sent that angel to restore peace, and especially to restore reparation for these sins against the Eucharist. Now, the second prayer that the angel taught the three children, I think, is an answer to many of the situations that we are going through. In some previous videos where we talked about sins against the Eucharist, many of you from around the world would ask, what do we do? We can't receive on the tongue. We can't show Jesus honor in this way. Now, normally, we have these two options of receiving on the tongue and in the hand. So those of you that felt like you could not receive on the tongue often did not know what to do. Now, this prayer for all of us is a way for us to storm heaven, to bring reparation for any sins against the Eucharist, and to allow God to transform His church. We have a powerful prayer that we can use for intercession. And the prayer goes like this. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I profoundly adore you. And I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles throughout the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference with which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the most sacred heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of poor sinners. Amen. My friends, perhaps you have a prayer already that you use, or perhaps you have practices that you have found. But these practices are recent, and they were given to us directly from heaven through the mediation of this angel to the three children. Now, when he was giving them this prayer, he gave the Eucharist to Lucia, and he gave the precious blood in the chalice to Francisco and Jacinta. They received the Eucharist, were kneeling, and then the angel taught them this prayer. So, this prayer is most appropriate for you to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, either in adoration, before the tabernacle, or after receiving Holy Communion at Mass. Let me suggest that this is an answer to some of the things that we are going through. Think about the parallels. Communism was taking over the world at that time, and it led into World War II. There was a pandemic going on around that time. There was a sense of the end of the world happening in their very time. Aren't we going through the same thing, where throughout the world many governments that are very liberal or communist leaning, And also we have this issue of the pandemic. 100 years later, we're almost literally in the same situation. So let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's take this weapon of prayer. Let's take this beautiful prayer that has already been taught to us and use it for our time. Let's ask our guardian angels to inspire us to have the same fervor. Memorize this prayer and repeat it often. Again, I will put a link to certain articles where you can learn more about this. There are some slight different versions of this prayer, as there always are. I suggest that you pray it every day. My friends, I hope this video inspired you to see that Fatima can provide an answer for some of the issues we are having today with the Eucharist and reverence towards it. God bless you. Thank you for supporting this channel. To all of you that already do, if you'd like to support it in any way, check out the many ways that you can do that down below in the description, and I will see you in the next video.